Welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How's it going? Good? Cool. It's another, glorious fire season in the great state of California. There are brave men and women fighting forest fires. And the biggest forest fire that is going on right now is the Dixon Forest Fire, and it is engulfing a crap ton of land. It has burned down. I believe that one of the news articles, Phil Lovrenko, was talking about there was one last gold mining town that got burned to the ground. Not burned to the ground, but it was covered, and it's gone. So, that's what's going on in California. Hope wherever you are safe and sound and not, ingesting smoke when you go outside. Guess what, guys? The Suicide Squad, the new Suicide Squad movie is out on HBO Max. It is great. It is a great movie. It's what the other Suicide movie should have been, but with too many hands, too many cooks in the kitchen, made that Suicide Squad movie kind of shitty. But David Ayer says that he has like a he doesn't have a copy of his movie, but there's some people trying to get release the David Ayer cut of Suicide Squad. No. Also, there is some reviews coming back of people thinking that haven't read any DC comics, aren't familiar with DC Comics universe, and thinking that using a starfish as a bad guy is the worst decision in the world. Which is not, because that if people that have read DC Comics before and familiar, that's Starro, and Starro shoots out these little baby Starros to control people's minds, and it's a chilling villain, because it shows you, it attaches to the person's face, and then Starro, the big Starro, is talking through the person, and it turns people into zombies. It's a chilling villain. But it's a great movie. If you have HBO Max, check it out. If you want to go out to the movie theaters, go check that out. Just be safe. And, do what you feel is comfortable. Look, the Venom trailer dropped. The second Venom trailer dropped. And again, the movie looks like hot garbage. And this is bad because, one, this is the only Spider-Man trailer, like Spider-Man universe-esque trailer that has been dropped, and it is bad. There has still no Far From Home trailer has dropped. And speaking of that, there was a fake report going out that had small blurb. I don't want to call it an article, but it was a small thing that said that Kevin Feige was addressing the fans, saying, "Hey, there will not be a Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. We hope that you can understand, and we hope that the reason why that we're not bringing a trailer out gets you more enticed and excited for the movie and brings you guys to the movie theaters." But at the bottom of that little blurb, it says that Kevin Feige didn't really say it was a sarcastic type of joke kind of thing. So when I read that, I thought, oh boy, if this is real, that is a very bold choice, Kevin Feige, because you are not, you're Disney's in some hot water and some swings and a misses. So, because of Scarlett Johansson, and she's suing Disney because Disney went back on her contract, and it didn't do so. It did well, but it didn't do as well as it should have if it was only in theaters. Which, yes, I know I've been advocating for it to be on Disney Plus because that's the point of having a Disney Plus. But I mean, if it's in the contract, if it's in her contract and it says that she's supposed to be deserving, you know. But at the same time, it's a hard thing to call. Number one, you shouldn't have gone back on the contract. You should not have screwed one of the top women that made the Black Widow character a little more. She did what she could as Black Widow. She made a great Black Widow, but some people just wrote her very wrong. This Black Widow movie was good, but it was too late. It was supposed to be in between Civil War and Infinity War, but I don't know why that didn't get put out at that time. Then it was supposed to come out in 2020. COVID happened and it never came out. So it just sucks. 'Cause everyone including myself wanted to see this movie and wanted to see it be put on Disney Plus because a lot of us weren't safe to go back to the movie theaters. And a lot of and then they were saying that, oh, but we should put this in movie theaters. This is wrong. We shouldn't be putting it out for free or for like $30 because we won't recoup the costs. And a lot of people were like, oh, poor rich person is not going to get another $10,000 check, blah 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 kind of thing. But come to find out, it was actually in her contract to get some money on the back end, and it also affected the people that worked on it too. So yeah, it's not good, and I hope some stuff gets rectified. And Kevin Feige's mad about it as well because he put it into Disney's hands to make the right decision. Disney did not make the right decision, and now we're in this kerfuffle. But anyways, I hope Scarlett Johansson gets what she actually deserves. So, all right. Secondly, since the Snake Eyes movie didn't really do so well, didn't hit the projected numbers, the Beast Wars movie, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, have been delayed to 2022. And that is also because of the War for Cybertron season, where it brings the Beast Wars in it, has changed a lot of stuff. Not only, also spoilers for War for Cybertron Kingdom Come, Animal Kingdom. Optimus Prime doesn't sound like Optimus Prime, obviously, because you can't have, it's a different Optimus Prime. I know it's not Peter Cullen in the original Beast Wars, but the voice actors did a marvelous job. But I think for the people that love Beast Wars, the voices weren't there. Somehow the Beast Wars were from the future and traveled to the past, where where, oh no, they've been in the past, and somehow Optimus and Megatron from Cybertron traveled to the future and landed in that world where the Beast Wars were. So it's a very confusing story because there's a lot of like at the end of the actual Beast Wars, Arachnea and the Raptor, Raptorcon, I don't think it's Raptorcon, were on the maximal side. So then now to all of a sudden retcon that back to where Arachnia and the Raptor is a bad guy again. It doesn't make sense. It wasn't good. I didn't think it was good. Rat Trap's voice was dumb. Not to say that that voice actor was not good and he was doing that the best that he could for that character. It wasn't the voice actors from the original Beast Wars, and it threw it off. So they're holding that. They're gonna hold that off. But guess what? We're getting another Ninja Turtles movie, done by James Cameron's production company. Again, I don't know why we're doing another James Cameron Ninja Turtles. Those were cool, but again, those were also weren't the Ninja Turtles. Also, you need to not make any more Ninja Turtles movies. Let it go, because you did so well in 2019, which brings us to our next story. So in 2019, the Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles were in a comic book together, and the Ninja Turtles were able to morph and become Power Ranger Ninja Turtles or Ninja Turtle Power Rangers. And April O'Neil was the Pink Ranger, and like Tommy was trying to save his best friend from his childhood, but then he got captured. So he was in the foot, and he was trying to rescue his best friend, but then Shredder found out, and Shredder took the Green Ranger's power coin, and the Shredder morphed into the Dragonzord to become Dragonzord Shredder, which he looks really cool. But Hasbro had put out two packs. They started with the Black Ranger and Blue Ranger, two pack of Ninja Turtle Power Rangers. Then they went to Yellow Ranger and they went Donatello. They went Donatello and Leonardo two pack. Then they went April O'Neil and Michelangelo two pack. Then they went Raphael and Tommy and Foot Soldier two pack. And then they went Green Ranger Shredder. And those, when those hit Hasbro Pulse, those would sell out within about an hour. If you weren't paying attention, or you're trying to pay attention and you kept hitting refresh, refresh, and they wouldn't show up. And then once you hit refresh again, and poof, they were gone. Yeah, they look amazing. They look amazing. The story, I bought the trade paperback. The story is amazing. It's just the two packs, the first three two packs were like $52 a piece. And then I believe Shredder is 29. Hang on, let me get those correct prices for you. I want to. Okay, so let's see here. So the Green Ranger Shredder is $31. The Red Ranger, the Ralph Red Ranger and Tommy Foot Soldier was $52.99. So all three sets were $52.99, except for the Green Ranger Shredder, which was $31.99, and you could still get it. It's got a cloth cape, which makes no sense because the other purple sash is not cloth, but it looks cool. He looks really cool, and the cape's got holes in it because it's a Shredder. Everything's got marking, like it looked great. It looks fantastic. But all of them are sold out. All the two packs, the three packs are sold out. Two of the packs are supposedly getting released at GameStop this October, but on the Hasbro Pulse website, they're not getting released until sometime in what was it? Sometime in sometime they're not getting a release until April of 22, the 1st of April of 22. I don't know. It's weird. It's up in the air. Because the pre-order stuff, I don't know who's messing up, because also like the Suicide Squad first wave of McFarlane figures were supposed to be getting like released in October this year, but I can already find some at GameStop. So I don't know. This whole toy release schedule is just fucked. So, if you got some, cool. If you didn't and you missed your chance, maybe look around for like GameStop and Target and Walmart later down the line. So, Starfleet Academy is making a series that is in the works. It is going to be on Paramount Plus. They're trying to get Star Trek into the mainstream some more, so that's cool. The promo for the Galaxy Cruise, the Star Wars Galaxy Cruise in Florida, shows behind the scenes of the Imagineers working on a real lightsaber and extending and coming out of the lightsaber, and it looks like it really works. It's crazy. It looks like it's an actual lightsaber. It's insane. That cruise, I'm doing quotes, that cruise is going to be a fuck ton of money. So yeah, get to saving now, because it's gonna be a fuck ton of money. Let's see here. There's still a debate going on of which Ghost Rider to bring into the MCU. But a lot of people are swaying to say Johnny Blaze is in a top contender list for bringing him into the MCU. But also with the multiverse opening up and the variants, maybe we'll bring both Ghost Riders in. Who knows? We will have to see. If you want to test out the Razer's Project Haze face mask, it's getting a new name, but it's also doing a beta testing, and you can sign up to see if you can get be picked to test it out. It's over on Razer.com. So yeah, if you are a PC game player or a fan of Razer, or you want to see if you can just try out a new mask from Razer, head on over to that website and see if you can get a chance to be eligible to wear the mask. I did it. I hope I get I hope I get it, because that'd be cool to wear it. It looks cool. But let's see here. I am thinking that is it. I'm going to thank you for listening, and hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a safe weekend, and be good to one another, and yeah, have a great weekend. Bye, guys.